listening to Dear Venus with your host, Venus Andrecht.
Hi there. Hi, how are ya? Say, it's July 19th, 2011. Time just keeps popping along, doesn't it? Today is a potluck show. That means I get to talk about whatever I want to talk about. And normally, odd and interesting things are happening in my life, so that's why I like the potluck show. Before we get started, though, as you know, you can call in on this live show and talk to me. And I talk to the live people, dead people in your life, look into situations, try and help you with your problems, your love life, careers, people, etc. Give you mojos, good energy mojos. The number is, and it's got to be a live show, by the way. Don't try calling if you're on a syndicated show somewhere. If you're syndicated on a syndicated show, you really need to go to my website and find out where I am live if you want to talk to me. And my website is godisalwayshappy.com. But here's the number to talk to me on air. And this number is good all over the world. It's 1-877-230-3062. Again, 1-877-230-3062. Let's try it again. 1-877-230-3062. Okay. Before we get started, let me just say that, play the drums and the trumpets, I have 11 new MP3 mojos that are up on my website. It's taken a while, but they're there. These are the mojos that you can download for a nominal price and listen whenever you want. I've got 11 new ones, and they're nominal price, like I said, but the whole set of 11 you can get for $20 off. So check my website, godisalwayshappy.com. I was talking with a lady on a phone consultation a while back, and she told me that the money mojo got her a job, and she was really excited as she's older and had been unemployed. You know, I hear these things all the time. These are my mother's mojos. She taught me to bring the big energies through. Like somebody said, I'm like a fairy godmother, and I make good things happen for people. Well, I sure try and do that. And I do that with the mojos. Oh, later on in the show, I'll tell you more about this. I've been very busy here. But later on, I'm going to talk about how I'm giving away 3 brand new light switches that I've painted, the Good Mojo light switches. So listen for that. But let's get started on our story today. I'm going to talk about my adventure as one of the things. You know, I'm always saying I have adventures. That's how I like to see my life. The good and the bad, they're all adventures. As the beings say, we're all God having experiences. So I just love to have adventures, and I try and stay upbeat about some that maybe it's harder to stay upbeat about than others. But the other day I was sitting around, I was saying, you know what? I haven't had an adventurous time for a long time. It feels like my life is getting kind of dull, kind of grinding along like those big stone wheels from the Stone Ages or whatever. And I was sort of whining around about it. Well, the very next day it changed. Be careful what you wish for, what you say. There's somebody always listening out there in the ethers, I believe. I woke up, and Bill, my ex-boyfriend, is back east, and so I'm in charge of everything. He lives in the studio, and he has his jobs, and I have mine around the property with the animals. So anyway, I woke up late, and it's art day, too. I have to be at an art class, and I woke up, bam, jumped out of bed. Oh, my God, I'm late. I got to get going. I got to get Bill's dog out to pee. I ran out into Bill's studio. I remember Bob the dog. He's a little red dog. Half a little pug, half long-haired doxy. He wasn't there. He wasn't there. I couldn't believe it. He's always there. We take him out at night to pee before bedtime. We have all these rituals, and I'd fed him, and I'd done all these other things, and put him back in the studio for the night, I thought. But I couldn't find him anywhere, and I had the door between the two places closed, and he couldn't get into my section. Oh, I freaked, but I looked under the bed. Nope. I looked in everything. Nothing, nothing. I looked in the bathroom. I looked in the closets. I looked in the shower. I called his name. Bob, 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 Bob. Nowhere, absolutely nowhere. I'm going, oh my gosh, did I forget? After the last pee, did I leave him outside overnight? Ah! Because we have coyotes here, and they eat dogs and cats and anything else. And it's not safe out here. You can't leave your little dog out overnight. And Bob's the one who gets stung by bees. He goes into anaphylactic shock. I mean, he's hemophiliac. He could bleed to death. I'm going, oh, my God. I ran through my house, looked through everything. I'm just thinking, oh, my gosh, my mind is really slipping. I must have forgotten to put him back in the house. Couldn't remember it one way or the other. I was so upset. I said, I've got to find him. I took half of a Xanax. You know, that's an anti-anxiety pill. I only took half, but I said, I just got to calm down enough to do this, whatever it is. I took it, and I ran outside. I'm in my nightgown. I ran all over the property, behind the rocks, under the trees, behind the bushes, calling, Bob, you know, as I'm saying this, he's barking. I can hear him in the studio in the back. He's barking. He hears me calling his name. Poor Bob. But anyhow, so I ran. Well, I guess you know the end of the story. I did find him. He's still alive and kicking. But here's what happened. I couldn't find him anywhere. He was nowhere on the property. And I'm freaking out. A coyote got him. A coyote ate him. I knew it. I ran in the house. I looked everywhere again. Then I jumped in my car in my nightgown, went up and down the roads in case he'd gotten out somehow. Came back, came into the driveway. This has been about 45 minutes. And I hear him barking. He's alive. I ran into Bill's studio, and he was just coming out from under the covers on Bill's bed. He's so small that you couldn't see that he was under there. It never occurred to me because I think I was still out of my mind. I was still half asleep, waking up late, rushing out there. Thank God. Oh, thank you, God. I praised everything I could think of. Oh, my God. But then I had another problem. He's safe and sound, but I'm on half a Xanax. I cannot take much. My body is super sensitive to anything. I normally take a quarter, and I don't take it very often. Half of a pill. Whoa, I was dizzy, I was loopy, I felt like I had been drinking, and it was early. Oh, my gosh. So then what happened? Well, it kept on from there. I went down to my art class late, of course, and I was all rattled and staggered in with all my stuff, sat down, and this is Stan, my teacher, and my two friends, Carol and Regina. We've been painting together almost every Thursday for 10 years now. I told them what had happened. Told him I was on Xanax and wasn't worth anything. I didn't think I'd be able to paint today. So then we went and painted. I painted 3 new Good Mojo light switches. You know, you flip on the light and all the Good Mojo comes into your house and into your life. The ones I've been putting on my art site, artmojos.com. So anyway, I painted those after I told Stan, you know, I don't think I can do anything. I'm going to paint some really bad stuff. And he looked at him and said, he says, Venus, this is some of your best work. He said, maybe you should drug yourself more often. Yeah, right. Anyway, we thought it was pretty funny. Then I had to drive to Oceanside, which is down the mountain. It's about an hour away. Carol couldn't drive. Regina couldn't drive. I had to drive. I said, I don't know. I feel kind of funny. So we drove really slow. Got to Oceanside, had lunch on the pier. We had a very odd lunch. I won't even go into that. Then we went down to the art museum, which is what we had planned to do, which is where we were pointed. And I saw a lot of interesting art. Have you heard of Françoise Joly? I may be saying that wrong. She was Picasso's lover, one of them. They had 2 children together. And by the way, the kids are not artists. Here's Françoise as an artist. Picasso, of course, was an artist. But the kids are not, which led to speculation about genetics. You know, boy, things can hop around. You never know who you're going to get as a kid, right, when you're having kids. But anyway, Francois's work was there, and you could definitely see the influence of Picasso and Matisse. Then I went into another room, and I didn't make note of this woman's name, but she was a 105-year-old artist. And I don't know if she's still alive or dead, but 105. And believe it or not, her work was all about sex and lovers. Yes! Sex and lovers. It was a lot of pencil with colored work in with them and small works, and it was fascinating. And she had one work that there was a picture of a woman in a doctor's office on one of those tables. It must have been a gynecologist's office. And there was a picture of this doctor with a long thing in his, big long thing like a big thick ruler. You women will understand this, in his hands. And she had titled the piece, "A Doctor Who Enjoys His Work." Yes, you all, if you don't do it, you should go to museums more often. You just never know what you're going to find there. So anyway, there was more to see and more to do, and I bought myself a really cute little handmade purse in the museum shop, which I later found out it doesn't hold enough. And I went to what I call a Cinderella party, where my rich girlfriend's daughter got married, and I took the little purse. It wouldn't hold everything, so I had to have everybody else hold my stuff, which is kind of boring. Sorry. Digress there. But I came home that day exhausted and later fell into bed. I was fiddling with the TV channels just to help myself go to sleep. And what did I see? Two people I knew. The whole story of Trish and Thera. When I was in multi-level many years ago, there was a lady named Trish, the mother. Thera was the daughter. And I knew them very, very well. They had a huge business. They were making millions. They were lovely people. And I knew the husband of Thera, Thera's husband. I knew him quite well, although his name keeps escaping me. But anyway, what happened during that time, and you may have heard this story, Trish and her husband and their three children went to Mexico. And while the husband took the kids out for a walk on the beach, Trish was bludgeoned to death in her bed. Not only that, but he took the kids back and into the room, and they saw her this way. And it was decided that he either killed her or had her killed, something like that. And then there was because he had a lover, and the lover turned out to be a man who had become a woman. It was very involved. You never would have believed it. But they're both in jail now for life. But anyway, I got to see the whole story on TV, and I'm like, wow, what a day I've had. What a day I've had. And I'll tell you what, I'll be much more cautious now about saying my days have become less interesting. I want to tell you something else. We're off my adventurous day now. I want to talk about a lady I know named Mary Kay. And she's the mother of a friend of mine named Lancey. Lancey is part of a group of seven of us that we travel together once a year. We've been together since grammar school. All our mothers are gone now except Lancey's mother, Mary Kay. Mary Kay lives in town. She's lived here forever, like we've been here since 1952. And I saw Lancey and her mom the other day. We had lunch, and then we went back to Mary Kay's house. And you know what's so phenomenal is I see her every few months or so, but every time I see her, I swear, she's 93, and she gets younger and younger. She gets younger and younger and younger. Her face this time was without lines at all. I said, "Mary Kay, I am not flattering you." I said, I went up and looked with my glasses on. I said, "You look fabulous. You look so gorgeous. You don't have any lines on your face, and your eyes are just so bright and sparkly, and they just sort of glitter and glisten." I mean, we're all struck by this, but I said, "I don't know what you're doing." And she just smiled and laughed, you know, and enjoyed the compliment. But here's what I think's happening. While I was there this time, she was trying to tell me, she was telling me all these things about when she was a secretary at the Chamber of Commerce and when she did this and when she did that, and many of the things I know about because I've lived in the town with her. But everything was all out of sequence, and it was like, she wasn't sticking with 1942 or 56 or 97 or today's date or year. She was all over the place. And I was just, my mind was jumping, and I was like, I was having trouble keeping up and wondering who, what, where she was talking about. And Lancey was looking at me with a kind of pleading look on her face, like, "Please understand." And all of a sudden, I got it. The woman is living out of time. Time is nothing to her anymore. She's forgotten about it. Everything is happening now. Everything is happening right now. And so she has no worries. She doesn't worry. She doesn't think about the future or the past. Everything is right now. She definitely lives in the now. And personally, I think that's got to be why all the lines have gone off her face and why she looks so ethereal. It has to be it, because she used to have a lot of lines, and her two daughters got wrinkles early like the rest of people, you know. I mean, it's not anything genetic. So I thought I'd pass it on to you. Good luck being in the now and not worrying. I'm trying to do that all the time. Another thing I wanted to mention that I've been thinking about is, have you ever noticed how when you stumble out of bed in the morning, you're half asleep, and you go look in the mirror? Have you ever done that, and you look, and, you know, you can think, wow, who is that person? You look really ugly. I thought that about myself. But then I practice something. I look at myself, and I practice bringing my essence into my face, into my body. I bring myself in and make myself be there and alive. Boom! It just changes my whole look. Woo! I can make myself look really good. The body looks totally different with the persona, with the personality missing. Try it. Try it sometime if you haven't done that. And I think what I've often said to you, you know, just see yourself as 35 or 40 years old or whatever age you want to be and say to yourself, I'm gorgeous, I'm beautiful, I'm this, I'm young. And, you know, people will start seeing you that way. It makes a change in your countenance. They pick it up. So I've been thinking about that. And one more thing I've been thinking about, I'll squeeze in here. I was thinking about my mother. And as you know, she passed on in November of last year. But I was thinking about a number of years ago, when she stayed with me for 2 or 3 months because she wasn't well and she was having some strokes. They finally figured it out. We had her in the hospital in some other place for a while. And then my sister Candy was bringing her home back to my house to stay with me for the recovery. And son of a gun, the stroke set my mother's tongue free, you might say. We shortly found that she was saying whatever came to mind. She became like a kid again for a while. You know how they say, whatever comes into their head. And she walked in the door and she looked at me. I've been taking care of her for 2 or 3 months. It was very stressful. And I had been so worried about her with the strokes. And she walked in and she looked at me and says, Venus, you need a facelift. And I said, what? And she said, your face is all full of lines. And I just looked at her and I said, well, I've been worried about you, Mom. And that's what it was. That had caused that to happen. I don't have that now. So there's a lot you can do. All right. We're going to go for a short break. I'll be back, chat a bit more, and take your calls. Venus Andrecht with the Dear Venus Show.
Do you know that all of the Dear Venus shows are archived? You can listen to them anytime. To find the Dear Venus Show with Venus Andrecht on iTunes Podcasts, the archived shows, or to have the current show emailed you each week, go to Venus's website at godisalwayshappy.com. Click on the radio section on the homepage. That's all there is to it. You can have Venus with you anytime, all the time. You may start to feel like she's moved in with you. You can find her archived shows at godisalwayshappy.com in the radio section on the homepage.
Venus has become a little gnome in the back room, busily painting switches for your wall lights and 6x8-inch Good Luck Mojo paintings. Why? Because she started painting light switches for people who listen to her Dear Venus show. Every time you turn on these light switches, you turn on the good mojo energy. Well, the wall plates are a big hit, and Venus can barely keep up with the demand. You can see and purchase them on her artmojos.com website. And many of you have asked Venus to paint smaller good mojo art so you can put it up in your office cubicles, your car, smaller rooms in your house, and so you can carry it around with you. So now the gnome named Venus is busy making little 6x8-inch paintings filled with light and good energy of all different types and kinds. When you purchase any painting, you can email Venus exactly the kind of mojo you want put into it, and she'll put it there personally just for you. She'll write it on the back of the painting too, no matter what the size. To see the 6x8-inch paintings and all of her paintings, plus the light switches, please go to artmojos.com. That's artmojos.com.
You know what Venus's mojos are. They are the benevolent energies her mother taught her to pull from the universe. The good energy mojos of all different kinds that help people in all different ways. Venus gathers these energies up from the universe and tosses various ones to all of you each week on this radio show. On her website, Venus has 8 more pretty impressive mojos that have garnered many happy testimonials. Mojos that she has taped with extra added energy and had them each sent to special music and turned into MP3s. You can purchase these MP3s off Venus's website for a nominal fee and listen to them over and over again. Venus currently has a special running on all 8 mojos for $20 off. You can find these mojos on Venus's website, godisalwayshappy.com. And there are more unique mojos coming as MP3s, so be sure and check back off into Venus's site, godisalwayshappy.com.
Did you know that Venus does private phone sessions where she digs into the problems or concerns you have with people in your life? These issues can be with men, women, or children, and they can be dead or alive. Venus works to give you a better understanding of what people are thinking about you and your problems. By doing this, she gives you knowledge and peace of mind. Venus also works to help change situations and bring good things into your life after each phone session. After the clock is turned off, Venus does something extra special for you. She asks the high beings to bring through a personal mojo just for you, something they feel you may need in your life to make things better. For Venus's rates, how she works, and to set up a session, please go to godisalwayshappy.com. That's godisalwayshappy.com. If you really want and need to know about someone or something, email Venus now.
Listening to Dear Venus with your host, Venus Andrecht.
Welcome back, everybody. All right. More free stuff. I love to give away free stuff. I've got these 3 new light switches. You know, the ones that I painted while I was under the influence of a little something. And here's where they are. I have put up on my website, I have put the first one that I'm going to give away. I haven't pulled a name yet because I wanted to let you all know about this first. But if you go to godisalwayshappy.com on the homepage, you'll see the latest light switch, the good mojo energy. Flip it on. Good mojo energy comes into your house, your life, etc. I'm going to pull a name and put it there. And to win anything, you have to be on my newsletter because that's where I get all the names. So if you're not on my newsletter, you can find it on my website newsletter. Just sign up there. So there's one on my website. I'm going to put another one on my fan page, my Facebook fan page. To find that page, look for Venus Andrecht, A-N-D-R-E-C-H-T. This is not my friend page. I don't work there. This is on my fan page. I'll be giving another one away there, so look for your name when I get that up. And as soon as I get a newsletter out, I'm going to put another one there, a third one, and if your name is there, you're the winner. But to claim your prizes, you have to find yourself and email me about that. Okay, and after a certain amount of time, if I don't hear from you, I'll draw another name until I get those given away, and then I'm probably going to put some more up. So I hope you find yourself there. Next show. This next show will be next Tuesday, July 26, 2011. And I call it, maybe it's your home that has the bad personality and the troubles, not you. So we're going to look into where you live. We're going to find out what's going on there. So that's the next show. Check it out. Oh, by the way, I do put all my archive shows as they happen up on my fan page, Facebook fan page. It takes a few hours or maybe the next day. Depends on when I get it. I put them up there so you can click into them real easily, the archive show. All right, let's do this. Let us see who's calling. Why don't we go with Tina in New York? Tina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Venus, how are you?
I'm good. So.
Oh, good, good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to know, I have different issues, financial issues going on right now, and I want to know about my dead grandmother. What does she think about what's going on?
Okay. Let's get this clear. You have a dead grandmother.
Yes.
And you want to have a chat with her to
yes.
see what she's thinking about your financial issues?
Yeah, well, I want to know, is she there to guide me or, you know, help help me through some certain obstacles and how I can, okay. I just want to know, you know,
okay.
What is she saying?
All right. Well, let's see if we can find out. Let's see if she's been keeping an eye on your finances.
Well, me in general.
Okay.
What? Me in general.
Okay, Tina, let's
yes.
just get a few facts here so all of us
okay.
in Radio Land get a picture of you. How old are you? What do you do for a living?
I am 45, and I'm an assistant broker.
You're an assistant broker to what? What kind of broker?
Commercial insurance.
Commercial insurance. Okay.
Yes.
And your grandmother's first name, or what people called her, how old was she when she passed?
Her name is Nancy, and she was,
she's a what?
I'm trying to think of her age. When she passed, it was like 20
years. Well, just briefly, well, what did she die of?
Cancer.
Cancer. Okay. Was she older when she left?
Yes. Throat cancer.
Okay.
She died of throat cancer.
Okay. Throat cancer. Can you speak up? For some reason, I'm having
sure.
trouble hearing, yeah, the callers. Okay. Tina in New York. I'm going to come in to you right now. Tina, because we're looking for your grandmother. Tell me her name again.
Nancy.
Yes. Right. Okay. Okay, I'm coming in to Tina in New York, who's some assistant broker, right? Okay, Tina, there you are. Hello, okay. All right, okay, let's look for your grandmother, Nancy, on the other side. Nancy, on the other side. She gets all excited and does something like, whoopee! Was she an excitable kind of person like that?
Sometimes. She was more of a more serious.
She's not right now. She just said, whoopee, wow, and she's just like almost did a mojo there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Nancy, well, it's nice to see you. And I think she's excited just about being here. Okay. Have you, Nancy, been looking after Tina? Are you aware of her life, and do you help her out in any way, or are you too busy? What's going on with you, Nancy? So I'm just getting into Nancy here and feeling her. She's giving me that feeling of that throat cancer, so I know it's her. It was like, it feels really dry, or it did feel really dry, like sandpaper in there. Not that it matters now, but she wanted me to know that. Oh. Thank you. Okay, and how are you doing now, Nancy? She's having the time of her life.
Oh, great.
And I see her in a yellow apron. And I'm just asking, what does that mean? Was she domestic, like to cook? Or
yes.
Okay. Just trying to let you know it's really her. Anything else, Nancy, you want to tell Tina? Okay, I'm following the trail of her thought to you now. Okay, Tina. It just feels like you've been feeling like you're underwater. Like you've been struggling underwater and you can't get to the top. Do you know what I'm talking about when she says that to me?
Just a feeling of overwhelm.
Well, that would be underwater.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, it's like I'm having trouble breathing with it. It's like I can't see clearly. It's like you can't see clearly what's happening with your work or what to do.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right, yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
All right, Nancy. And what do you have any suggestions for Tina, your granddaughter? She says, have you ever thought of a different line of work? Have you?
Yes.
What are you thinking about?
I hate my job. I hate the work that I do. But, I mean, it's paying the bills for right now.
Yeah, but
I'm stuck. I feel stuck.
Yeah, well, she wants you to look for other avenues or options. And let me see if there's anything she can suggest or say. You need, that was a deep sigh for you. It's like you need to be outdoors more, outside more, or out of something more. Are you inside too much or too much
yeah.
involved? Okay. It's just like it's worn you down. You've got to get out of there. Even if you can't get out of the job for a while, you have to get out of there and do things like go to the zoo or something. I don't know why I would see that. But do you like animals, or do you have anything going on with animals, or are you a nurturing, nursey kind of person?
No.
Do you have anything to do with animals or the zoo? She just showed me that, so I have to say it.
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Let me ask Mom, our grandma here. Why did you show me that? Make me look like a booby. Why did you say that, Nancy? What does it mean? Oh, you feel captive, like you're like an animal in the zoo.
Oh.
I don't always interpret these things right, but you feel captive, like you're caged.
Yes.
And you're actually more like a wild animal who's caged. So what I'm sensing here is that you have more of a wild soul or a heart or something wild about you that needs to be free. Can you relate to that?
Yes.
All right. We're getting somewhere. All right. So she said you need to look. You just need to put the pedal to the metal, in a sense,
okay,
and start looking for other things. And she said she's trying to help you with ideas.
Okay.
She says, honey, your world is different than mine now. I can only inspire you to do the do. And let me look ahead a little bit here for you. There's something in your past. I was looking ahead, but I got the past. Of things that you wanted to do or like to do or natural abilities you have, and you need to look there.
Okay.
And then start doing something with it, okay?
Okay, that's great.
All right. Okay, Nancy, we're going to say goodbye now because we're on the radio.
Bye, Grandma.
She sends you her love, and I see ribbons. I don't know why, but they're lovely ribbons. All right, darling. Thank you so much,
Venus, and have a great
All
day.
Right. Thank you. Bye, Tina. Oh, okay, let me get my mind back here so I can go into somebody else. All righty, let's see who we've got. We've got Pommelee. I know Pommelee in Gainesville, Florida. Pommelee.
Hi, Venus.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you for that mojo you posted to me yesterday on Facebook. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I guess you have trouble with your shoulder, don't you?
Yeah. It put me in a better mood, that mojo did.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now we'll see if we can move the shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you have, like a frozen shoulder or something?
Well, I don't know. I've had some shoulder issues for a while, like calcifications, and I lived with it, but I didn't have full range of motion. And last week, a acupuncturist who didn't do needles, he was rotating my shoulder, and my massage therapist massaged it, and by Friday, I couldn't move it. And
oh,
I was in pain.
They did too much.
Yeah, I guess so. So I went into, and it's still that way since Friday. I went into to see a walk-in clinic on Saturday. She ordered an MRI. My insurance is blocking everything. They're dragging their feet, and they denied it. So
okay.
So I'm having kind of a fit with the insurance company, but I don't know. Maybe I could have you talk to them, or maybe I don't need an MRI. I don't know. Maybe
okay.
It'll go away.
Which shoulder is it? I feel the left shoulder and up your neck. Is that where it's hurting you?
It's the right shoulder. But
well, there's something happening.
There's
something happening in the left shoulder. It may be affecting the right shoulder.
Okay.
Sometimes that will happen.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So let me just. I'm just moving around in there. Let me see if I can. By the way, I hear about this happening to people a lot, especially women. And I know it can be hormonal. A lot
okay.
of times women get it when they're going through the menopause, and it can be hormonally caused. I'm just sitting with you here. I'm going through, why did I see the left side? What's going over here? I'm just chatting to the beings here and
okay.
whoever and the
okay.
body. Okay, so what is going on in here? What caused this to happen? Yeah, it feels like it's locked.
Yeah.
L-O-C-K-E-D, locked up.
Yeah.
Like muscles. There's some muscle spasm involvement and, you said calcification, and I see that can be so. You know, I was just emailing a lady today who has disc problems, and I'm going to tell you the same thing I told her. Why don't you look into Google Dr. John R. Christopher's products? He has one. It's a syrup for
okay.
tissue, joints, bones, muscles, and I can't remember the name of it,
okay.
although I looked it up when I sent it to her. And you drink it. And then there's something you can rub on wherever you're having problems, tissue, bone, joints, ligaments, whatever. I studied with Dr. Christopher, and he said that anything along those lines can be healed by using these products that he put together. But they take a long time.
Okay.
You have to use a lot of, and I see hot water. Like it would help you if you soaked in thermal baths or hot water somehow.
Okay, I've been using cold. Maybe that was the wrong thing to do.
Well, I don't know. Try a hot bath, but I'm okay. seeing these thermal waters where you go and soak, you know, if you
right.
have any places around you like that.
No. Not, well, we do have, we have sort of spa places. Actually, I could check them out.
Well,
yeah,
I'm thinking of a place like that has like sulfur in the water or minerals in the water, one of those natural springs that bubbles up and they're hot,
yeah.
and you go and soak. That would be really good for you, like the Black Sea or places they go to in Europe, I know. But look around.
Okay.
Or maybe you can even find bottled, I think you can, like in the stores or online, bottled Dead Sea salts or something. Dump a whole bunch in your tub and soak in that. Do some
okay.
of that soaking. I think that you need to go easy on the manipulation. They mean well.
Right.
But I think it's just made everything angry.
Yeah. So you don't think I need surgery? Hopefully not. Nothing like surgery or...
I think that could happen if you let them keep working with you.
Okay.
What I would do is I would maybe look into the things I said and try those. Give it some time.
Okay.
And just try and relax. And if you want to get an MRI or do any of that stuff, go ahead. But, you know, give it a little time before you do something radical, because once surgery's done, it's done.
I know. I don't want surgery, actually.
Yeah. But, okay. you know, that can always be the last thing. There's also something I've been studying, frequency. Microfrequency, I forget the name. I can't. There's three letters, FSM or something like that. Microfrequency, there's people who use this and they work on injuries, and the microcurrent just heals the condition. Sorry, I can't
okay.
remember that.
Okay.
But check around, okay?
Okay. All
I
right.
think you're going to be fine. I think it's just going to take some work, but at the same time when I say it takes some work, you got to relax through this.
So I shouldn't have my massage therapist or anyone else manipulate it. Just leave it alone.
You know, I would just not do anything for a while, whatever your gut level says.
Okay.
But if they do, just very, very gently, very gently.
Okay.
Because you just, your body feels mad right now.
Okay. Okay.
Like it was too much. Something
okay.
was too much.
So, yeah, I've got a concern because now I can't work at the job I'm working at. So I'm a little concerned, but maybe, hopefully, it'll go a little faster than I'm worried about that I can't get back to work.
Yeah. Well, yeah. it's only going to go at its own pace.
Yeah. Well,
but follow your gut. You know, you're very sensitive and aware.
Okay.
It's just like there's a number of things going on here, and all of a sudden it just went, you know,
okay.
like that. Okay. Let me throw you a mojo.
Okay.
Let me throw you a good health relaxing mojo. And for everybody out there who needs to relax,
yeah.
who needs to let your body relax and health conditions resolve. All right. So you get it first, Pommelie,
okay.
but it's going to hit everybody. Okay.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Let's see. Ooh, woo, 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 woo. And there was a big giggle in there. Bam! Mojo! Woo! All right. We'll see what
Thank
happens.
Thank you, Venus.
Oh, you're so welcome. All right. I got to go for a break. It was lovely chatting with you, Pommelie. Okay, Venus Andrecht with the Dear Venus Show. I'm going to be right back, and we'll do more of whatever we do.
Venus's daughter, Summer McStravick, and I hope you can join me for my online radio show, Flow Dreaming. Visit my website, flowdreaming.com, for all the dates and times it plays. That's Flow Dreaming. I hope to see you there.
Where soul meets body.
Become a power manifester with Summer McStravick's complete Flow Dreaming Library CD set. Finally, here is a real practical technique that you can do in 15 minutes a day to activate the law of attraction in your life. No meditation, no long learning curve. Summer shows you how to easily start rewriting your energy patterns now. Go to flowdreaming.com to listen to actual excerpts of the CDs. As you become a power manifester, visit flowdreaming.com.
You can reach Venus for your own private reading by visiting GodIsAlwaysHappy.com and using the contact form to reach Venus. You can also enter to win a free psychic reading with Venus by signing up for her blog or newsletter at GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. Venus draws winners' names each week. Plus, you can follow her very interesting life. That's GodIsAlwaysHappy.com.
Everybody, welcome back. All right. I was just sitting here at the very short break thinking about how I'm putting up the Art Mojo's light switches, you know, to bring the good mojo energy into your life. And I found this testimonial. I get lots just like this. This lady, Catherine, says, "Ms. Venus, I just received my tiny art," which is small art, which you can carry around or put in small places. It has the mojo energy in it. Anyway, "I just received my tiny art. Wow! It is far more beautiful than the pictures on the site, and the feel and energy coming from it is fantastic. I get flutters in my stomach. Blessings to you, gal. It's beautiful and high energy. Thank you." You know what I think? I think that a lot of computers don't show the colors and the energy of my work. You don't see it until you get them in hand. So I'd rather have it that way than the other way. Artmojos.com. You can see everything I've got there. And there's a winner for a free 10-minute phone session with me. And to get in the pot for this, as you know, you've got to be signed up for my newsletter. And you can win as many times as your name is called for anything, the art or the mojos or the a reading with me. And the winner today is Linda Spence, L-Y-N-D-A, last name Spence, S-P-E-N-C-E. This is valid through July 25th, 2011. All right, so let's go to the board here. Paula. Paula is calling from London. Paula, what can I do for you?
Hello, Venus. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, hi, Paula. Nice to see you.
Yeah. No, I'm calling about my sister. She died about 10 years ago. And
yes.
I didn't know how she died. It was just really very tragic. And I wanted to know, could I get in touch with her to find out what's, you know. I've dreamt about her twice since then, but it was still a mystery to me what happened.
Okay, Paula. What did they say she died of? Or what? How did you find her? Or what? Give me a little something to go on here.
No, she went to stay with some people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this group, particular breakaway group from the church, and she stayed there. They're starting their own group.
Yes.
And for some, they're on this very strict diet.
Yes.
There was something to do with the diet where she died.
Okay, how old was she?
You know, she lost a lot of weight.
How old was she?
She was about 40.
And what's her name?
Her name is Pansy.
Tansy?
P-A-N-S-Y, yeah.
Pansy, like the flower?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, good. Paula, how old are you?
Me, I'm 56.
Okay. I'm going to go find Pansy. All right. Before I do that, I just want to mention that those of you who have been calling in, sometimes we're losing you at the studio. Sorry about that, but keep trying to call in. Okay, Paula, let me go find Pansy. I love that name, Pansy and Tansy. I like both those names. Okay, I'm going to go through you, Paula. Paula.
Well, Pauline, she might know me better as Pauline.
Pauline?
Yeah, she might call me Pauline. Yeah, that's all
okay.
She is. The family,
okay.
Other people call me Paula.
All right. I'm sure she'll know you. We'll find her.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going into you, Pauline or Paula. Okay, gotcha. Now I'm going to go find Pansy over on the other side. Pansy. Okay, I'm a friend of Pauline's, or Paula, your sister's. Where are you, Pansy? I see her. She's smiling at me. And she's doing this as a joke, I think. She's got a pansy hat on and pansy flowers all over her dress.
Yeah.
She's just fooling with me. I guess because I said I like the name, and she's smiling. Okay, Pansy, your sister says you died a strange death, or they don't know why you died. Can you talk about this time and tell me what you know? So let me get in Pansy's head. May I come into your head, please, Pansy? Okay, what happened with your death? What happened? She said that those people had a big pull on her, and she was pulled into that group. It was like a suctioning effect or feeling. She was pulled in.
Yes.
It wasn't really against her will, but it was like, she said, it was like being in the path of a sucking vacuum or something, and she was pulled into it. And once she got into it, she thought it was a very interesting place, different ideas, and she was kind of amused by it at first, and it just was something different to do outside her normal life. But then the longer she was there, she started believing it, believing everything they said. At first she questioned, but then she didn't. And it started to make sense to her. And she started just testing things and doing what they were doing, and she just sort of fell into it. I'm going to get out of her for a minute. Paula, was she easily influenced or what? Was this something new?
She was in, you know, it was like a breakaway group from the church that we normally go to.
Yeah, but
And you know how she died? We thought there was something sinister. The person who had the hold on her, I thought he might have done something, you know, something to her. You know, that's what we thought. She might have been poisoned or whatever. We didn't know.
What's their name? First name?
The person who had the, I think his name was Errol. I think Errol.
Errol?
E-R-R-O-L. Errol. Errol. E-R-R-O-L.
Okay, got it. Errol. Okay, let me go back. Okay, Pansy. Errol, did he have anything to do with your death or passing? She listened to him about things. He told her what to do.
Yeah.
Did he have anything
to
do with
it,
your...
Yeah.
Did he have anything to do with your passing? I think she might have had a little crush on him.
They're a child together.
Oh, well, I guess she did have a little crush on him. Okay, and she listened to what he said, and what did he tell you? Did he have anything to do? I get the feeling she listened to what he said, and she ate what he said to eat and did what he said to do. And then pretty soon she didn't have her own mind, she said. But your sister wants to know if he poisoned you. Let's just put it out there on the table. Do you think or do you know if he poisoned you with any food, or why would he do such a thing? Well, first of all, I think he wanted to be free to be with the other ladies. Was he a ladies' man?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Was there another woman or other women he wanted to be with more, or was he?
I think that's why they started the group, to be with the women.
Okay. She says that he started to think she was a nag, that she was nagging him or wanted more from him than he could give. But I see him, just as I said, as really involved with other women. I don't know that he had a direct cause and effect with her dying, but I feel like she became quite unhappy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she didn't know what to do. Like, she may have had some feelings like, I want out of this, but she didn't know how to get out. And she didn't know how to stay, and her will just got weaker and weaker. And so whether it was because she didn't eat and she just didn't take care of herself that she left, or something else, I don't know, but she, in a sense, allowed it to happen because she'd lost her will.
She lost her will, yeah, because the family was going there to get her out of this, you know, cult. It was, you know, you're forming a cult.
Yes, yes.
And we couldn't get her out.
He didn't get her out in time. Yeah, she was trapped there.
Yeah, we couldn't get her out, yeah.
So you're never going to know what really happened. And is this group still active?
No, as soon as she died, because I think what happened, they got frightened, and the police came and various different stuff.
Okay.
And it was disbanded.
Okay.
As soon as she died, it was disbanded, and he went back to the church and everything.
Well, your sister's fine now, and she's got her will back, and she said it was a good lesson for her, a good learning experience.
But what about her son, the son that she left behind?
What?
The child she left behind.
What about it?
No, the rest of the family are looking after her son.
How old is he? What's his name?
Think about him?
What's his name?
His name's Chad. Chad Lee.
Chad. Okay. Let me get to that in a second. She was telling me something here. She said that because of what happened, her will is very strong now. And she's very careful about who or what she listens to. So she's working on strength of will, but she feels fine now. Okay, how do you, Chad, your son? She said, well, all things are in order, they tell her on the other side. So everything is good in her mind. She's sorry she's not there, but she is with him. It's just that he can't see her, but she can see him. And she tries to influence him to be strong in his own mind and think his own thoughts. And she thanks all of you for all the good things you do for him and you've done for her and all the things you tried to do. She does. She comes real close now as I'm watching her. She comes real close. Okay. And she just gets really close to her son and really close to you. So close, I would imagine you could feel her.
Not anymore, I don't. I used to. But,
well,
you know,
maybe right now is what I mean.
Her.
What I mean right now, she feels so close while we're talking that I wouldn't be surprised if you couldn't feel her. The veil is very thin. Okay, Pansy, I have to go now because I'm on the radio. And Paula, you know, you'll see her again one day. I'm sorry this happened, but, you know, all is well at the moment. She's fine. All
okay,
right, darling, thank you for
much,
the call.
Venus.
Thank you. All right, Patty in Illinois. Patty in Illinois, what can I do for you?
Oh, hi, Venus.
Hi.
I was wondering if we have a situation going on in our family right now. We're a very big family that is currently supporting my brother, who's very ill. He is currently in ICU, conscious, alert, but cannot talk yet because he's intubated.
Okay.
I was calling to see if I could get any kind of guidance or information either through him or through the beings, anything that I need to know.
Okay, what's his first name, how old, and what's
Frank,
the problem?
Frank, 58. This last issue was a blood disorder, which led to a brain bleed.
So is he in a coma?
He is not in a coma.
So
he
you want to know what? What you want me to ask him?
I don't know if there's so much I want to ask him anything or if he has something to say to me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes, and he's your brother, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go Patty, really quick through you. Patty. Oh, Frank. Okay. Frank, I'm a friend of Patty, your sister's. Can I talk to you, please? I know you're in a bad situation here. Is there anything you want to tell Patty, anything you would like to have or do or want the family to do to help you, or what are you feeling now? He says, I'm pretty damn tired of this. He says it's one damn thing after another. Has it been like one thing after another?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, Frank, do you want to you want them to keep doing everything they can for you, or do you want to get well? Do you want to go to the other side? Do you have anything you want to tell them? What are your thoughts? He says, I'm trying really hard to work with this. He said, there's not much I can do, but there's people with me. He means beings.
Yes.
And he says there are beings he's talking to on the other side that are working with him. Now, whether he consciously knows this or not, I don't know, but I see him and he's talking about them. And he says they're helping me make a decision. He says I could come back and live longer, but this has greatly weakened me. It's weakened his body. His body would not be the same. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So he says I'm trying to decide if I want to go with that or just shelve it. He said it like that. He said, so I'm trying to decide. And he said, just let it be. Let nature take its course. Let them do whatever they're doing. But you should know more within the next few days or weeks, something about that.
Okay.
But he's okay. Either way it goes, 50-50, he says. He's juggling the balls in the air. Whichever way it goes, he's not worried. Okay? He says, don't you be worried.
I'm not. I accept
his will
and God's will.
I'm wishing him happiness, whichever way he chooses. All right.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Pam.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. You're welcome. Well, all right. Well, as usual for me, the day just flies by. The hour just flies by. I wish I could do more. I wish I could read for more of you, but I think we're at the end of our show here, so why don't I just send you some good energy? How's that? Let me see. What kind of good energy shall we send? I'm talking to the beings. Happiness, just happiness. And peace of mind. Woo! Boom! Woo, 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 woo! Oh, it's all shimmery and rick-rackety. It's just the way I see the energies, and it's moving out. Woo, 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 woo! So you can all have a good, happy day. Any troubles you've been having, anything that's been worrying or bothering you, give it up for the day. Just give it up for the day. Experience this peace of mind, this lovely energy. Just have yourself a really fine day. And come back and see me next Tuesday. This is Venus Andrecht with the Dear Venus Show.